Look, the biggest podcast where you can learn them lessons. Line for line where you can learn from different sections. Made it out the mud, come tell your story, blessings. Never know who listening, never know who stressing. Devon gave you a voice, come speak your honest truth. Line for line, go ball for ball, it's up to you. Wanna talk sports, gov, and politics. Wanna talk about where you from and your accomplishments. The line for line is really where you need to be. A platform that's really made for folks like you and me. You can find it all no matter what you seek. Whether you calling or you listening, tune in every week.
All right. We are back on another episode of Line for Line. I have a very special guest in the building today. A newlywed guest, you know what I'm saying? A podcaster, a MC, a part-time MC, you know what I'm saying? An all-around great dude. I got Bernard. Bernard, what's going on, bro?
Nothing much, bro. Appreciate you having me on here, dude. It's been great. Like that, it's awesome, man. It's really surreal, man, just seeing how really how far you've come and everything. And yeah, just kind of sitting across from you, dude. It's great, dude.
Man, I definitely appreciate that, bro. Stop hyping me up, you know what I'm saying? I'm just somebody who trying just like the next man, you know what I'm saying? Dude. But no, I definitely owe you this, bro, because last time, we did the whole episode, you know what I'm saying? But my dogs just messed it up.
But
you know
they're
what I'm
so cute, man. What am I supposed to do, you know?
And the quality of that audio was really, really good, too. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I wanted to put it out so bad, you know what I'm saying? But I was like, dude, my dogs.
Just with the video and everything, they were loving me, man. They were loving me. And I was loving them, too. I could have pushed them away, but I was like, why would I ever do that?
Yeah, but that's one thing all about podcasting, bro. You got to always expect the unexpected.
Roll
you know
with the
saying?
Punches,
like,
yep.
Because there were so many times where I'm like, I sat down, we did the whole episode. I noticed that I pressed record, but it wasn't recording from my mixer. Mm-hmm. It was recording from the microphone on the laptop. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, man, it's just, you just got to expect all this stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yes, sir. But tell me a little bit about you, young man. How are you doing?
Oh, man, I'm good. It's been a whirlwind last 6 months. I mean, like, obviously, I got engaged. We had a quick wedding. Uh-huh. So we got married just a few weeks ago. So that was great. Went on vacation, stuff like that, man. Just been working and working on podcast stuff and getting ready to launch pretty soon here. So
yes, sir. With this episode being a podcaster's testimony, just tell us a little bit about the trials and tribulations to getting started, how you thought about podcasting, all of that fun stuff.
Yeah, man. So I'm with my buddy, his name is Dalton. And so Dalton and I, we always talked on the phone on Sunday mornings, just talking about fantasy football. And, you know, he's a Bears fan, I'm an Eagles fan, obviously. And we'll just be talking about, you know, just fantasy outlooks, like any different things with different players, setting our lineups and stuff like that. And then one day he kind of came to me last year and said, hey, dude, you want to start a podcast and doing this? So I said, you know, I'm not sure about that. I kind of turned him down right away. And, you know, he kept on kind of persisting a little bit. And then I was like, yeah, like, let's give it a shot. So we started recording just on his phone, like over Zoom, because this was during the pandemic, obviously. And we're just recording like that, just trying to practice a little bit, like build out some show structures, trying to figure out what we wanted to do for the season. And now we're kind of putting everything together, getting Riverside going, getting, you know, just getting like our logos, things like that, getting some things lined up. So when the season comes around, they will be ready to go.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the name of your podcast, sir.
Yeah, man. So the name is, it's a network actually. So we're calling it the Oat Boys Podcast Network. So OPEBOIIS. So it's just two boys from Wisconsin, you know, obviously with the joke, like, you know, Oak when he moved by you and stuff like that. So
people from Wisconsin definitely know what that means, right?
So the Oat Boys Podcast Network. It's it's gonna be a mix of three different shows. And so we have the Ziggy and Steel show. We took both of our middle names and you know, made a show out of it, which is gonna give you primarily your fantasy football and regular football advice and things like that.
Yes, sir.
Talking about all across the league and stuff. And then we have a ZNS sessions where we're going to kind of dive in. It's a special series where we dive into 30 different players and really talk to them about dive into an in-depth analysis on these players and what their outlooks will be for this season based off what they did last year and, you know, some of the coaching changes and things like that. So we're excited for that, too. And then our third show is going to be the ZNS or it's going to be the Down with OBP. Mm-hmm. So Down with Oat Boys Pod is what it is, OBP.
Okay.
And so that's going to give you everything outside of football. So it's going to give you music, food, TV shows, movie reviews. Like, I know you do comic book reviews, so we'll be talking with you.
Yes, sir.
We'll talk about, like, some mental health. My my wife is a mental health therapist. And so, you know, we'll be talking to her a little bit and stuff like that. So that's kind of what we're what we want to build the network off of, is just give you football and then everything in between.
Yes, sir. And now, how long in the making would you say this podcast has been for the two of you again?
Probably about a year and a half, honestly. Yeah. Just really just practicing, like failing on so many different levels, man, just in terms of, you know, we were just talking about how like your dogs are getting in the way. So we've had just computer crashes, both had to get some new laptops, get some equipment going, things like that. So, it's always a small process, man, just slowly but surely just kind of picking up and, you know, just trying to buy one thing here, next thing here. And then all of a sudden you have all this equipment that you mm-hmm. never thought that you would ever pick up like a year ago. So
yes, sir.
Yeah, man, that's really how we've kind of built
man
it.
That story sounds really familiar, because let me tell you about me, man. I literally started off of the phone as well too, sir. Mm-hmm. Like literally just recording with guests in my kitchen, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I would place my phone right there in the center of the table. We would just talk, and to start off it was kind of bogus because you would hear my refrigerator running. You would hear my dog walking across. Mm-hmm. It's just everything just was not where it needed to be, but obviously you got to start somewhere. You got to crawl before you walk in.
That's right.
Before you know it, I had some new mics sent to my door, you know what I'm saying? Started recording off of those. But I'll tell you, bro, it's literally learning as you go 24/7, you know what I'm saying? Because people always look at me, they're like, oh, well, that episode, the quality wasn't all that, you know what I'm saying? But people don't see like all the hard work that goes into it, especially me being an independent podcaster by myself. So
right.
I edit the videos, I record the videos that you can see. I record the audio. I host the show. You know what I'm saying? I edit the audio. It's just there's just
so much to go in. Just to release one. Yeah. And you're doing like video. Again, you're doing audio and video.
Yes, sir.
You're doing all the promotions I see on all social media.
Yes,
and I'm just like, man, like
there's just so many moving parts to it. You know what I'm saying? But me, I love podcasting. I love talking. Like this is what I was meant to do. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to like sacrifice all the time, money, effort, everything I can to make my show sound
absolutely
really good. I really can't wait to join your network and get on the podcast and stuff like that.
Definitely, too, dude. Yeah, we're all about collaboration too. So it's like we definitely want to reach out to guys like you. I know we talked kind of a little off air about Corey a little bit too. So I just want to get pretty much everybody in on this and, you know, just really bring and connect kind of all of even Wisconsin and beyond. You know, like obviously I'm in Chicago. So just trying to connect really just the Midwest here. Like, you know, there's not a lot of, major podcast that's really coming out of the Midwest like that. So you just want to kind of get everybody in one spot and, you know, just keep it sharing ideas and stuff.
Big facts. Like, how many people would you say you've reached out to so far?
So I probably reached out to not that many people in terms of podcasting wise, but we're just really trying to build like a core fan base right now and just trying to, you know, send people like, you know, obviously we've been shooting it like out at email and like just some of our practice pods and say, hey, like, guys, what do you think? Like, give us some feedback. Do you have any questions that we can kind of throw on the next episode, things like that. Mm-hmm. And so I think once we start launching, dude, then we kind of get a little bit of that notoriety and just really just having people kind of reach out that way and really expand our network.
Yes, sir. That's one thing, too, that people will fail to realize as well, too. Like, obviously you gain fans through interactions, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people who like start podcasts or whatever the case may be, they'll feel like, oh, well, if he's a podcaster, I'm a podcaster, I can't work with him. You know what I'm saying? Because people already, I have to feel like I'm in competition with him, even though we do the same thing. But if you look at, let's just say rappers, for instance, you know what I'm saying? You see Lil Wayne having features with like The Game, Lil Baby, all these other places, even though they do the same thing he does. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, you want to mix it up and have different people have stuff to different talk about. And then when you do that, you open yourself to new fans as well.
Exactly.
Too, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
My listeners may see you on the show. They're like, wait, let us go check out his stuff.
Right,
he was
right.
really, really good on that show. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm all about. I'm just all about building the next man up.
For sure.
Giving people their roses while they're here. You know what I'm saying? I don't have like any animosity towards anyone who do what I do. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, that's good. You know what I'm saying? I support other people doing what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, there may be times where I'm like, you know what? I don't want a podcast today. Let me go listen to their podcast, or let me go help them with their podcast as well, too. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And I think with the network, I think it's going to be a point where it's like, we're on our off days, we're going to have somebody else like hosting podcasts under the network. You know what I'm saying? And then like you can just have almost a consistent flow of different shows under this one network, just because not everybody's going to want a podcast every single day. You know, like we got life. You know, we got life. We both work outside of this. So it's like, you know, we got other things that we're doing here. We're not full time podcasters yet. So I think like just really building that base and really like building relationships and manifesting those relationships over the years here will really help just my network with you line for line and everything, just to you know, just kind of build our fan base.
Yeah. How close would you say you guys are to up and running?
Weeks, man. It's getting close.
Yeah,
so
we want to
start our ZNS sessions and start breaking down these 30 players and give you guys the film session analytics there. That would kind of be our flagship kind of starting point for the show. But again, we are real close, dude. We just got Yeah, get the logos uploaded and everything, and yeah, we should be good to go. So,
do you know primarily where you will be releasing your work through?
We'll probably be on Spotify, Apple Music. So we're gonna be mainly audio right now. Mm-hmm. We will get to video eventually, but we do want to start out audio, just kind of see test the waters there, see how it goes.
Yes, sir.
And then start putting some faces on there too.
Yeah. Now, would you guys be filming primarily through like Riverside? What we spoke to?
Yeah, yeah. I think we should do Riverside is the best way because again, he's in Kenosha, I'm in Chicago. We're not together that often, so yeah, I think that's going to be the best way to release it. And shout out to Riverside to make it really easy to get the MP3s up and running.
Man, I'm telling you, bro. Like seriously, that's what I use when I do my mm-hmm. guests virtually. It's so easy, you know what I'm saying? Especially when you could just download everything right to your computer mm-hmm. from there. Especially for me, like if I have to edit the video and everything like that, I can download everything separately. If I want to just do audio, I can download the audio. If I want mm-hmm. the videos, I can do the videos, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Obviously, I download the audio so I can tweak it in my system as well, too. Make it louder, mm-hmm. mix it, master it, all that.
Exactly. Too, so, and yeah, we have one of my buddies that I work music with. He's our producer, and he makes a lot of our intro, outro beats for the podcast and everything. I think I sent you one of them, and you're like, oh, man, who made that? Yeah. I was like, oh, it's my buddy Nick. And so yeah, shout out to Nick McKenzie. He's really cooking these beats for us, too, just so we can kind of give you guys a different sound every once in a while, you know, from different, different intro, outros and things like that.
Now tell the people on YouTube at home, people who are listening, just tell them a little bit about the style of podcaster that you are.
So again, dude, we're primarily fantasy football. So we're going to talk a lot of sports. You're going to get a lot of sports from us. And then again, it's going to be miscellaneous from outside of there. So yeah.
Will it be a lot of music segments and stuff?
I think eventually. Yeah. Like a part of the Down with OBP podcast, for example, and don't steal this idea, but for example, dude, like we'll have like if you have to draft your own festival, you know what I'm saying? So we might sit around with like 5-6 people and say, hey, like I'm gonna take like Led Zeppelin or something like that as first overall pick, and you gotta cross it off the list. Or like, how many artists if you want to build your festival like that? Like, how would you build your ideal festival?
Yeah.
And say, oh, like I want to pair Lil Wayne with Drake, you know? So it's like I'm gonna take them back to back, like on the turn type thing. So like we're trying to do different things like that, and just like, you know, kind of make it more fun where you could just kind of talk about and then be like, oh, this is why I picked this dude, and you know, kind of introduce the music segment that way too.
Yeah. Now, can we expect a bunch of freestyles from you on there as well, too?
eventually, I think so. I think you can see a little bit on there for sure, man. I think once we start getting a lot of people on there too, to get the music segment bumped up, yeah, I say like we get some freestyles in there.
Hey, this man gonna put out a whole collaborative tape off of his podcast.
Hey, man. I mean, honestly, if you really think about with music, like you can promote yourself in so many different ways. Besides putting out just like the regular different ways, like you can just go on somebody's IG or somebody's TikTok and just like give like a 10-minute or a 10-second like snippet, and that's going to blow up and that's going to bring you followers and things like that. So there's so many different mediums out there where you can really promote yourself and promote mm-hmm. your brand that, you know, the opportunities are kind of endless, bro.
Yeah, big facts. I mean, when it comes to music, bro, like music is part of my everyday life, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? So I try my best to have different artists on the show use different people's music mm-hmm. that approve for it to be on my show and on YouTube as well too. Because like with YouTube, when you put music on there, it'll get flagged right away. Mm-hmm. If you like say you use Kanye West or somebody like that, especially if you're at the point where you can monetize your videos,
right?
They'll flag it and you won't get paid. So you just did a whole video and you won't even get paid for it.
I know.
So that's why I always make sure I like build these connections with different artists as well too. You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. it's not only is it helping me, it's helping them as well too, you know what I'm
exactly,
saying?
Exactly. Because
there's so many times where people are like, hey, who is it singing that song at the end of your thing? I need to go listen to them. Mm-hmm. Where's their IG or whatever the case may be?
Promotion.
And every time in my descriptions on YouTube, I always make sure I put the name of the artist, the name of the song, the guest. I'm put all that in a description as well too, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
And that's something you're gonna learn as soon as you go through it, bro. Like I'm seriously here for all the smoke with you, bro. Like whatever it is that I can help you, bro, just don't help.
Oh, don't worry, I text you all the time too.
Sir,
so
yeah,
I'm just like, yo, what do you think of this? Like it, like does this work, does that work? So no, I appreciate how helpful you've been, dude. And just like even just like some of the equipment, like, you know, hey, like you should check out this equipment, like, or like I'll ask you, like, does this work, or like is this effective, and you'll give me your opinion. So I definitely do appreciate that. And
man, if only I had that to start off with, you know what I'm saying? No, seriously, bro, because like I had to scramble and learn everything on my own, bro. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to keep bringing it up on that, but it's hard, bro.
Yeah,
like, so most people would have quit by now, you know what I'm saying? But me, my just hunger for it is like different. You know
I think they said like, I think within like the first year, like, you know, like 60-70% of podcasters stop, you know what I mean? Like for various reasons, of course, but it's like once you like pass that year threshold, then like you're almost in business, man. Cause that means like you really want to kind of do this. And, you know, we don't even know where this is going to go, the Old Boys Podcast Network. So it's just going to be, it's just gonna, it, like the possibilities are really endless, honestly, man. So I'm real excited for that to really manifest and really start taking off, dude. And working with you, of course, and just whoever else that we can really get our hands on.
So. Yes, sir. So I will say this, dude. I did get my hands on the beat. You know what I'm saying? So if you want me to play that, you know what I'm saying?
I can definitely
play that and see what you got.
I can give you some bars here.
All right, man, let's go. Let's see what we got for us. Go ahead and get your little water, H2O, in your system so you get situated. You know what I'm saying? Let's see what we got. You sure you're ready for this, boy?
Oh, definitely, dude. We got. Oh, shit. Is that Shady?
Yes, sir.
Oh. Mm. Shout out to Von B.
Yes, sir.
Line for line. Yo. See, I can spit for 10 days like Chance the Rapper. You're going to need like 10 pastors to bless this flow.
Okay.
Could have been down in Mexico, but I'm here with my team line for line in the summer, not the spring.
Hey.
Shout out to all the seasons. When I rap, I fall back the way that autumn sees it. That means the talking season. Summer and winter's just the opposite, because I can just spit hot and cold like some tropics meet the Arctics in the spur of the moment. No Popovich. See, check the optics, bitch. I'm still in my zone. I'm a dog, motherfucker. Don't be stealing my bone. My girl ringed up at home, but ho's still in my phone. I pass him like Stockton Malone or Patrick Mahomes. D knows I was in the booth in hoo-ha clothes. Now we're making our own. Fucking 9 to 5. This is 5 to 9. Seeing dollar signs in these line of lines. Only 29, but I can testify that my mind is like a fossil.
Oh.
Bitch, check my watch. That's a motherfucking fossil, man. I'm murking any other rapper that's a lawsuit or lawyers. And 4 years ago, see, I took you on a journey through Weekend of Bernie's different attorneys. And yeah, my boy here can flow.
Hey, let's go.
Yeah, bro.
Hey, that was an exclusive live for live freestyle. Let's go. Let's go. My guy, I didn't know you had that in you,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, bro. Of course.
When you start flowing like that, bro, we all need to know.
Oh, dude, I started making music really like my freshman year of college, dude. I was with my buddy Kwamaine Stewart, dude, where you know, his stage name is Hero, and I think we heard I Don't Like the Look. I don't know if you remember that song.
I don't
think
so.
Lil Wayne and Gutta Gutta. And so
that's an old classic.
We heard that, and like, you know, we were just talking. It's like, hey man, like maybe we can like rap on this or something, you know, and like it doesn't seem too bad. So we started putting some rhymes together here and there. And then we actually just started making like, cause he went to a school called Ball State in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, I was up in Whitewater. And so like, you know, we'd call each other all the time and we'd say, hey, let's make a song a month. And so we just started cranking out just like written songs and things like that, but we didn't have anywhere to record them. And then one of my high school friends, Derek, he is a singer. And mm-hmm. so he had posted on Facebook one day about him having a mic. And so I hit up Q and I said, hey buddy, you remember Derek, right? Like he's got a new mic. Maybe I can, maybe we can go over there and see what happens. So then that following summer, when we were both home from school, like we went over, we talked with Derek, and we started recording our first mixtape.
Yeah, bro, I did not expect you to drop some heat like that, bro. For real, for real. Man, bro. Like, is it just easy for you or what?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, honestly, I think, yeah, it's really like, again, working on your craft, man. So it was hard at first, man, because it's like, you want to manifest your own style. You also want to find your own voice and things like that. And so I think that's the really difficult part is really just like being comfortable in your own skin and really like talking about things that you want to talk about and not what anybody else wants to push for you. And so
once I kind of
unlocked that, then like we were really good to go at that point.
And now, do you still rap with them as well too?
I do. I'm more so a manager for them. So they, yeah, they're starting a group. My buddy Derek and the one Nick that I told you is producing our beats here for Oak Boys. They started a group called O Jupiter, and so they're giving us kind of like a chill hop, like alternative kind of style between the two of them, where Derek sings and Nick does a lot of the rapping and producing, of course.
Yeah.
And so Yeah, they're working on their first album called Illusions of a Cloud. So I think they're pretty close to finishing that up. So we should be seeing that pretty soon.
Yeah.
They got to do some final recordings here and there. But outside of that, man, like I'm just kind of keeping an eye on them and really just like pushing them and like, hey, like, you know, there's times where you get discouraged and like you got writer's block and things like that. So they'll bounce ideas off of me. I'll give them some feedback and kind of all work together that way.
Yes, sir. Now, as we get ready to close out on this amazing episode of Line for Line, there's a couple things.
Sure.
This audio is fire. like, it is really, really fire. But just looking forward, you know what I'm saying? What would you tell your future self right now, being a new podcaster, putting your foot in the door right now, you know what I'm saying? Because this is on wax and you're going to look back at it and be like, man, remember I was saying this, you know what I'm saying? And I'm still doing it.
I'd say stick with it would be the main thing. There's going to be some discouraging moments, going to be some bump in the road.
Oh my God.
And I think me working with music for so long, for 10 plus years now, has really helped me with podcasting, knowing that where you have to start from the bottom to really get to where you need to be. Mm-hmm. And even with music, like I'm not even like close to where I want to be, like just at all. And so I really do think to my future self, I'd say, you know, hey, stick with it. There's going to be bumps in the road and there's people that are out there like yourself to lean on and really help kind of, you know, help me through those bumps in the road or help both of us through those bumps in the road. So
yeah, that's the main thing. My one piece of advice for you, bro, like just know you're going to deal with a lot of people talking on the internet as well too, bro. Like, no, I'm being serious, bro. Cause it's like, people are always going to have something to say, no matter if you're doing the best, no matter if you're down here, you know what I'm saying? They don't see the grind. They don't need to know the grind. You know what I'm saying? Just keep doing you and bypass all that, bro. Cause man, talking is going to be there, bro. And one thing I can also tell you is we get ready to close out too. Bro, just use me as like strength. You know what I'm saying? You ever feeling down, low, just be like, think about me, bro. You know what I'm saying? Just like, use me, bro. Because that's what I want to be for my brothers. You know what I'm saying? I want to be that person who can uplift people as well, too. So just make sure you use me, bro, as that extra strength, extra crutch, bro. Seriously.
I appreciate that.
And once again, bro, congratulations on the wedding as well. For real, bro.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Another episode of Line for Line.
Back and forth, taking them trips. It's going down, yeah. It's going down, yeah. It's going down, yeah. It's going down, yeah. Yeah, I can see it all. Billboards in the plex. Pool with the mansion. Accountant full of wrecks. Podcast preaching. Reaching for the stars. Coops all foreign air. Week of home massage. I can't speak for y'all. This was a dream I've been discovered. Last people try to stop it. I don't think that they recovered. Know my haters mad, they never seen it done with ease. Chase the dream and not the cheese, that's when you hustling with means. Ayy, dream big, be there for you when you alone and cold. God got your back, don't let them sell you what they never told. Hard work can get you things that you ain't never searched. Cars with the latest, them prayers answered that you said in church. What you know about